Happy Labor Day, everyone.
劳动节快乐。
It's hard to believe the summer is over.
真难相信，夏天又过了。
But I actually love September 1st through January 1st.
我非常喜欢从9月1号到1月1号这段时间。
So I'm looking forward to God putting on a wonderful display of color in the trees.
我非常盼望看到神在树上把叶子都染成颜色。
And this might be hard to believe.
可能你们不相信。
I'm looking forward to the first snowfall.
我还特别盼着下第一场雪。
I just want one.
我只要一场雪就好。
But this quickness of the seasons teach us to number our days.
季节转换提醒我们要珍惜眼前的时光。
And to live a life that truly counts for all eternity.
并且让我们每天活的都是为我们的永恒而活。
And I want to talk to you about one of the most important aspects of making your life count.
我们今天讲的就是让我们的人生活得有意义，其中有一个非常重要的方面。
And that is building strong relationships.
就是要建立好的友情。
In the Financial Times,
在《金融时报》有一个报道。
10 months ago, there was an article that was written.
十个月之前有一篇报道。
The title of it was this, Are We Ready for the Approaching Loneliness Epidemic?
标题就是，我们准备好迎接快要到来的这个孤独的这个疫症了吗？
And the article went on to explain that as countries are getting more wealthy, we are becoming more isolated from one another.
这篇文章说，我们生活越来越富裕，但是人和人的关系越来越冷漠。
And as we become more isolated, it causes all kinds of bad behavior to come out in us.
当我们人际关系冷漠的时候，就产生了很多很坏的影响。
The bottom line of this article was that if you are living alone, you're living a dangerous lifestyle.
用一句话总结就是，如果你是独居的人，孤独的人，那么你的生活方式就极其不健康。
The dangers of loneliness was also pointed out in a Alameda research firm study that was done in California over 22 years with 7,000 people in the study.
在加州，在好多年前曾经进行了一个叫阿拉米达研究的试验，这个实验跟踪了好几千人。
And what this study was focused on was healthy relationships versus healthy friendships.
这个研究的目标就是找出好的友情和好的生活方式对人的影响。
I should say healthy lifestyles of people that were eating properly, resting and exercising.
好的生活方式就是吃健康的食物，按时休息，并且经常的锻炼。
And the other group had healthy family and healthy community and healthy church life.
另外一组人呢，他就有非常好的人际关系，好的家庭，还有经常参加教会活动。
And what they found is that people who were connected to other people lived much longer than those that ate healthy food.
他们发现那些有良好的人际关系的人，他们的寿命是那些吃的健康、饮食健康的人的三倍。
People who had bad lifestyles, such as eating junk food, smoking, drinking, not exercises, lived considerably longer than people who had healthy lifestyles.
那些抽烟喝酒，有不健康的饮食习惯、生活方式的人，但是如果他们有正常健康的人际关系，他们也比那些只靠吃健康食品生活的人活得要好，要长。
The key to longevity was having connections and relationships.
所以长寿的关键就是要建立良好的人际关系。
So the bottom line is it is better to eat Twinkies with good friends than broccoli alone.
所以用一句话总结就是，宁可和要好的朋友一起吃垃圾食物，也不要自己孤独一人吃健康的饮食。
The scientific proof is there for everyone to see.
这有很多的科学证据表明的。
So if we were to take a study of this room, how many people feel lonely? What percentage? What do you think that that would be?
如果我们今天做一个调查，有多少的人觉得孤独呢？在现场的人。
Here's a study from Cigna, and it's very high. It's about 47% of people feel left out. 46% sometimes or always feel lonely.
这个调查研究发现，竟然有47%的人经常感到被排除在外，46%的人经常感到是非常孤独的。
So if this is true, we would go around and count 10 people, and four of those 10 would say they're struggling with loneliness right now.
就好比你遇到的10个人中有4个人都觉得自己很孤独。
So the challenge for us is how do we move from loneliness and isolation, how do we move from that into healthy relationships with one another?
所以今天挑战就是怎么样从一个非常孤独的冷漠的人际关系当中，过渡到一个良好的亲密的关系当中。
What I'd like to do this afternoon is contrast two people, King Saul and his son Jonathan.
今天我们就对比看旧约中两个人，扫罗王和他的儿子约拿丹。
You could not find two individuals who were more opposite in relationships than those two.
你找不到另外两个人是如此的截然不同了。
King Saul was competitive.
扫罗王他非常的喜欢跟人争竞。
Jonathan was a team player.
约拿丹是一个团队团，他是在团队里面的人。
Saul focused on himself and his needs. He was a narcissist.
扫罗只关注自己的需要，他非常的自恋。
Jonathan focused on other people.
而约拿丹他是关注他人的。
Saul was governed by public opinion. He would go out and take public polls of how many people like him.
扫罗非常的注重舆论，容易被舆论所左右。
Jonathan was governed by principle in his heart.
而约拿丹呢，他是被他的原则所左右，被他的心所左右的。
Saul was jealous. Jonathan was secure in his image.
扫罗有嫉妒心，但是约拿丹有很好的安全感。
King Saul was dominated by fear. Jonathan was dominated by faith.
扫罗是被恐惧所支配的，约拿丹他是由信心而支配。
Proud, humble.
扫罗非常的骄傲，约拿丹非常的谦卑。
Relied on his own strength, King Saul. Jonathan relied on God's strength.
扫罗靠自己的能力，而约拿丹靠神的大能。
And ultimately, if you had to put something, an epitaph on their tombstone, you would put on King Saul foolish, and you'd put on Jonathan's tombstone wise.
但是两个人的墓志铭，在扫罗的墓志铭，我们就会放上愚蠢，而约拿丹的墓志铭应该是智慧。
So that's the spectrum of opposites when it comes to relationship.
所以，这个就是当我们在处理人际关系的时候的两个极端的情形。
What point in that spectrum would you put yourself?
那你自己在这个层面上是在哪里呢？
We're all somewhere on that spectrum.
我们每个人都是在这个层级里面。
What I'm going to encourage you today and invite you to do is take one step from where you are closer to Jonathan.
我今天就要鼓励大家，不论你在什么地方，我求你能够更靠近约拿丹的就是为人处事一点。
I believe if this church was filled with all Jonathans, this would be such an incredible community. The world would they'd be writing newspaper articles about you.
我相信，如果我们的教会每个人都是约拿丹的话，我们的
我们
教会
教会
肯定
肯定
是
是
非常
非
非常出色的，就连
常，就连
新闻
新
记者
闻
都
记
要
者都
来
要
采
来
访
采
我们。
访。
So let's look at five marks of true friendship.
所以，我们
所以
今
我
天
们
就
今天
看
就
看
看
真正
真
的
正
友
的
情
友
的5个标志。
情。
True friendship is sacrificial. Drew, if you could read
1 Samuel 23:17.
King Saul has now established his kingdom.
扫罗他建立了自己的王国。
His son Jonathan is next in line to succeed him as king.
他的儿子约拿丹本应继承他的王位。
But this prophet Samuel has interrupted things and said, Saul, your line is not going to continue. I'm anointing another king.
但是先知撒母耳却告诉他说，扫罗，你不讨神的喜悦，我要去报另外一个人做王。
So even though Saul knows God's plan, Saul wants to kill David because he's messing with his plan.
但是扫罗知道这是神的旨意，但是他还是非常想杀了大卫，因为大卫是妨碍了他做王。
If you are going to have a friendship, it is going to cost you, and it might even cost you dearly.
如果你有一个朋友，为了友谊，你是要付出代价的。
Let's be clear of this. Jonathan's friendship with David cost him his kingdom.
那么在约拿丹身上呢？约拿丹和大卫的友谊让约拿丹甘心情愿付出了他的王国。Yet
Jonathan so valued his friend David, he was willing to give up his kingdom so he could be his friend.
约拿丹如此的爱大卫，以至于他宁可把王位交给大卫，也要做他的朋友。
That is a huge price to pay for a friendship.
那是一个被友情所能付出的巨大的代价。So
what's the cost to you if you want to develop a friendship?
那么如果你想跟别人建立友情，你会愿意付出什么样的代价呢？
First thing, it's going to cost you time.
第一，肯定会花你的时间。And
time is really our most precious commodity.
那么时间是我们每个人最宝贵的财产。
You cannot have a friendship without spending time with a friend.
你想不花时间就能建立友情是不可能的。So
as you look at your whole week, how much of that week is designated, this is friendship time?
那么看看你一周的安排，其中有多少时间是留给你的友谊呢？
I'm encouraging you to take a step towards Jonathan.
我想鼓励大家更像约拿丹一点。
This week, spend 5 extra minutes in friendship development.
这周你就为你的友谊多花5分钟。You
get your phone out.
把电话拿出来。拨号码。
Hello? Hey, how are you doing? Just calling to tell you I really appreciate you. Anything special I could pray for?
你好吗？ 我就想告诉你， 我真的非常的喜欢你。 有什么要为你祷告的吗？
5 minutes.
只用5分钟。
Call someone this week.
给你的朋友打个电话。
Second thing is money.
第二个东西就是你的金钱。
It's going to cost you money to develop a friendship.
要想建立友谊， 你是要花些钱的。
You call a friend and say, hey, can we get together for a cup of coffee?
你会给朋友打电话说，哎，咱们一起去喝一杯咖啡好不好？
See you at Dunkin' Donuts at 2:30.
我在3点半，我们去这个Dunkin见。
Now, if you're at the counter there and you say, I want the senior special, you get 25 cents off your coffee.
如果你要是有一个老年人的朋友，你还可以得点优惠。
I'll take 2 coffees, senior special. It's going to cost you $2.75 for that friendship to develop.
那么去发展这段友谊，你要花2.75块。
The third is it's going to cost you energy.
第三个你要付出的是精力。
To develop friendships with people, you have to do things with them.
你要是想跟朋友发展友谊，你们必须一起做事情。
The closest friendships that I've had in my life were found in a weight room, running on a track, biking, eating together.
我今生建立的那些友谊，都是比如说我们一起骑自行车啊，一起登山，一起散步这种活动当中。
Find someone with a similar interest, or you just join their interest and say, let's do this together.
找一些人啊，跟你有相同的志向、志趣的人一起做你们的爱好，或者你就去加入他们的爱好，学着做他们喜欢的事情。
True friendship is sacrificial.
真正的友谊是舍己的。
True friendship is built on listening. Jude, if you
第
could
二
read 20 verse 1.
，sure，第二，真正的友谊需要倾听。撒母耳记上20章1节。大卫从拉玛的拿约逃跑，来到约拿丹那里，对他说："我做了什么？有什么罪孽呢？在你父亲面前犯了什么罪？他竟寻索我的性命呢？"
Jonathan listened to David's complaints.
约拿丹愿意倾听大卫的抱怨，
He heard his fears.
他知道他听到了大卫内心的恐惧。
He gave ear to his struggles.
他用耳朵来听，倾听大卫的挣扎。
Friends don't need to have all the answers.
朋友不需要提供所有的答案，
But friends need to listen well.
但是朋友一定要学会倾听，
To listen with both your ears and your heart.
用你的2只耳朵听，也用你的心来听。
How good of a listener are you?
你的倾听是怎么样呢？
If a friend has a problem, do you automatically try to solve that problem in 30 seconds?
如果你的朋友跟你提出他有一个问题，你是要在30秒之内就要给他提出解决方案吗？
Or do you ask questions?
或者你会问他一些问题？
Are you quick to say, oh, I know exactly what you're going through?
你是不是很快就说啊，我知道你是怎么想的？
Or do you say, hey, I'm with you in your pain?
或者你说啊，我知道，我愿意体会你的痛苦。
Dr. Hans Strupp wrote a book on psychoanalysis.
这个博士叫汉斯，他写了一本书，叫做《精神分析
He is a professor at Vanderbilt University.
》。这是一个冯德比尔特大学的教授。
And he became rather reflective at the end of his life.
他在生命年老的时候，他回顾自己的一生。
And he said, I'd like to summarize from my perspective the most important discovery that I've made in 50 years of psychoanalysis.
他说道：“我在进行了50年的精神分析之后，我有一个重要的发现。
So this is the finding of someone who spent 50 years in psychoanalysis.
”这个是一个从事精神分析50年的人，他看到的，得出的结论。
This is the most important aspect that you could have in any counseling session.
这个是你不论是去哪里做心理咨询，你都会。去得到的最重要的一点，
He said, when you're really hurting, it usually helps to talk to someone you trust.
他说：“当你觉得受伤的时候，与
There it
一个
is!
人交谈会有所帮助。
You don't have to go to school to get a PhD in counseling.
”这个太简单了吧？你不需要去得到这博士学位，你就知道这一点。
All you need to do is listen.
你需要做的就是倾听。
To be a trusted friend who listens.
当一个可信任的朋友，当一个可以倾听的朋友，
Which is exactly what the Bible has said for 2,000 years.
这个就是圣经用2000年的时间向我们阐明的。
In James chapter 1, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry.
雅各书告诉我们，个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
Listen with your ears.
用耳朵
仔
去
细
听。
听。
Ask questions, draw people out.
用问题来描绘他们的心情。
Let me give you a few questions you can ask.
有一些问题，你可以这样问。
Tell me about yourself. What's your story?
啊，给我讲讲你的故事吧，你有什么经历？
Tell me about your family that you grew up in.
给我讲讲你的家庭，你是在什么样的家庭长大的呢？
What victories can we celebrate in your life?
你的生活中有什么我们可以一起庆祝的？
What has God been teaching you lately?
最近你从神那儿学到了什么功课？
What's the greatest challenge you're facing right now?
你现在所面临的最大的挑战是什么？
How can I pray for you?
我怎么样才能为你祷告呢？
Those are questions that friends ask of one another.
这些是朋友之间可以互相问的问题。
So it's going to cost you something. We need to be listeners. The third is true friends show up in a storm.
那么第三个特色就是真正的友情要在风暴中显现。
So 1 Samuel 24, 20 verse 4.
大拇指上20章4节，约拿单对大卫说："你心里所求的，我必为你成就。
David was convinced, and with good reason, that Saul was trying to kill him.
大卫他知道扫罗千方百计要杀他。
But Jonathan was giving his father the benefit of the doubt, but he said to David, I will find out if my father intends to harm you.
约拿单他不太不清楚自己的父亲到底怎么想的，但是他向大卫承诺说："我一定会发，就是去找出真相，
知道他是怎么想的。
In doing this, Jonathan was putting everything on the line.
那约拿单这样做的话，他就会有很多的东西，他都有可能失去。
But he very quickly found out that his father did intend to kill David.
约拿单后来马上就发现，他父亲确实是要杀大卫。
And he discovered that when his father threw the spear at him.
甚至当他父亲一怒之下要用这个矛穿透他的时候，他当然就非常的肯定了。
So he went to David, said, David, it's true. But he said, David, I'm with you in the storm.
所以约拿单就去找到大卫说："我知道你说的都是真的，但是不要担心，我在这场风暴里面，我是和你在一起的。
That's what friends do.
”这就是朋友为朋友做的事情。
A friend loves at all time, and a brother is born for adversity.
朋友乃时常亲爱，患难，弟兄为患难而生。
In fact, I don't even think you can prove your friendship until you go through one of these emergencies.
事实上，如果不经历患难，你也不知道哪个友情是真正的友情。
So let me give you the emergency test.
所以我就给大家提供一个紧急情况的测试。
Your AAA membership has run out.
你的这个修车的这个保险是没有了。
There's no family that lives within 100 miles of you.
你的100英里之内也没有什么亲戚。
Uber is on strike.
那出租车也是在罢工。
It's 1 o'clock in the morning and you're on 95.
这个是凌晨1点，你在95上开车，
You run out of gas.
没有油了。
What do you do?
你会怎么办呢？
Who do you call?
你会给谁打电话？
Whoever you call is your adversity friend.
无论你给谁打电话，那个人都是你患难中的真朋友。
So here's your step, a small step, walking, taking a step towards Jonathan.
这个就是我们能够更像约拿单一点的一小步。
This week you call someone up.
你这周给一个人打电话，
And you say to that person,
你跟他说。
if you're ever stuck on 95 at 1 o'clock in the morning, you can call me.
如果你哪天在95上凌晨1点出事了，你可以找我。
Realistically, that's a good thing to say to someone.
这个在事实上，你如果能跟别人这么说，也是非常好的。
You are my friend, and if you ever go through a situation where you need prayer or help, I'm here for you.
我是你的朋友，如果你在生命中遇到任何的难处，你都可以来找我。
True friends show up in the storm.
真正的朋友是在
是
风
在
暴中
风
出
暴
现的。
中出现的。
The fourth is This is a mark of friendship. True friendship points to Jesus.
第四个特征，真正的友谊会指向耶稣基督。
Joe, if you could read a 1 Samuel 23.
大摩尔记上23章15到18节说，大卫知道扫罗出来寻索他的命，那时他住在西伯旷野的树林里。扫罗的儿子约拿单起身从那树林里去见大卫，使他倚靠神得以坚固，对他说，不要惧怕，我父扫罗的手必不加害于你，你必做以色列的王，我也做你的宰相，这事我父扫罗知道了。于是二人在耶和华面前立约，大卫仍住在树林里，约拿单回家去了。
In the race of life,
在生命的旅途当中，
we're all going to stumble.
我们都会摔倒。
You're going to stumble.
你会摔倒。
You're going to end up in the desert of Ziph.
你也会在西弗的旷野里。
When you're in the desert of Ziph,Who is going to strengthen you?
当你在西佛的旷野中时，谁会让你更加倚靠神的心得以坚固呢？
And more importantly, who are you going to strengthen when they stumble and end up in a desert?
那更重要的是，当你的朋友身处西佛的旷野中时，你是不是会去使他倚靠神得以坚固呢？
It says in these verses, Jonathan helped him find his strength in God.
十六节说，约拿单起身往树林去见大卫，使他倚靠神得以坚固。
That is the main mark of a true friend.
那个才是真朋友的一个标志。
Someone who loves you enough to help you to know Jesus better.
这个朋友他爱你，爱到一定地步，他愿意带着你更加信靠主耶稣。
Now this is the difference between a self-help group and a Christian friendship.
这个就是你参加一个世人的一个互助组织和你有一个基督徒朋友的不同之处。
The Christian friend is going to help you and point you to Jesus.
基督徒的朋友会带领你更加注目神，倚靠神。
They're going to spur us on to have a greater and a stronger faith in the midst of the desert.
当我们在旷野中的时候，他们会鼓励我们，激励我们，更加依靠神，信靠神。
But how would we do this?
那么怎样做呢？
We simply remind people of the character of God and the promises of God.
我们只需要提醒这个人，回顾神对他的应许和神以往的信实。
There is a command in the Bible that is given to us 365 times.
在圣经中有一个命令给了我们300多次。
Now to me, that's pretty obvious. That means there's a command for every day.
那么对我来说，就说明这个指令是让我每天都遵守的。
That command was repeated by Jonathan.
那个指令也是在这儿约拿单说的。
In these verses,
在这些经文里面，
the command is, "Don't be afraid."
这个指令就是不要惧怕。
And that's what Christian friends say.
那个就是你基督徒朋友要说的。
You can rely on the character of God. You don't have to be afraid.
你要信靠神的品格，不要惧怕。
You don't need to solve the problem.
你不需要解决这个问题。
You need to point to Jesus and to the words of Jesus.
你需要带他们看到神的话，带他们看到主耶稣。
That's what true friends do.
那个就是真朋友做的事情。
Let's go on to the final one. This is our fifth mark of friendship. A true friend is a truth teller.
那第五个特征就是真正的友谊说实话。
First Samuel 20 verse 9.
在撒母耳记上20章9节，约拿单说，断无此事，我若知道我父亲决意害你，我岂不告诉你呢？
Jonathan assures David, David, you can count on me, I'm going to tell you the truth.
约拿单跟大卫说，你一定要相信我，如果我知道真相，我一定会告诉你的。
That's what true friends do. They tell us the truth about life.
这是真朋友为彼此做的事情。
The Proverbs chapter 27 verse 6, wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy's multiplies kisses.
箴言27章说，朋友家的伤痕出于忠诚，仇敌连连亲嘴却是多余。
What you don't want are kisses from an enemy.
你不想要仇敌的连连亲嘴。
What you do want is faithful wounds from a friend.
你需要的是一个忠诚的你的朋友给你的出于忠诚加给你的伤痕。
In the 1950s, this is called the Johari window.
在1950年有这么一个图叫做杰哈里的这个窗户。
You see on the left column, these are things that we know and things that we don't know.
在左边就是我们已察觉的和未察觉的。
And on the bottom are things that people outside of us know and things that people outside of us don't know.
在下面底下就是我们之外的人他已知的和未知的。
So the first window are things that we are aware of and understand.
那么第一个就是说我们察觉但是不明白。不明白。
These are things that I'm fully aware of myself, my strengths, and what I can do and what I like to do.
就是我对自己的了解是非常就是我自己也知道我也明白这些。比如说我的强项。
The second category, things that we are aware of but don't understand.
第二个就是说我们自己察觉了但是我们不明白的。
I'm aware of calculus, but I have no idea what's going on in calculus.
我知道有这个微积分这个东西，但是我不明白它是
怎么运作的。
The bottom is things we understand but not aware of.
那么下面的这一行就是说，我们明白，但是我们没有察觉。
And these are things, these are blind spots in my life that I cannot see.
这些就是我们自己身上的盲点。
And the final are things I don't understand about me, but only God understands about me.
右下角就是说我自己不明白，没有察觉，但是神知道。
You need a friend for category three.
你需要一个朋友，就是这个左下角这个你未察觉，但是他们明白。
You need a friend who can tell you you have a blind spot in your life that you're missing.
你需要一个朋友来提醒你，告诉你你生活中的盲点。
Because everybody else sees it, but you're not seeing it.
因为那个盲点别人都能看到，但是就你看不到。
When we first got married, my wife made a wonderful barbecue lunch for us.
我刚结婚的时候，跟我老婆一起去吃了一顿好饭。
It was a Saturday, I remember distinctly.
我记得非常清楚，那个是个周六。
And I dove into that meal. I enjoyed that barbecue immensely.
我们去吃的就是这个 barbecue 的鸡翅，我非常的喜欢。
And I ate it like this.
我的吃相非常不好。
As I ended that meal, I had quite a bit of barbecue sauce on my face.
那吃完了以后呢，我脸上沾的都是这个渣儿啊什么的。
My wife was aware of the barbecue on my face.
我老婆她看到我脸上沾的这些食物的渣儿。
And she warned me, you need to wash your face.
她提醒我了，让我去洗个脸。
But I got busy.
但是因为我太忙了。
I became distracted.
我就忘了这事儿。
And I yelled to her, honey, I'm going out, I gotta go to some stores.
然后我就跟她说，我要出门去商店一趟。
One store that I walked into was Hackman's Bible Bookstore in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
我走进的第一个商店就是在艾伦烫这个宾夕法尼亚的一个卖圣经的书店。
And as I paid for my book, the person, the cash register person, was laughing.
那我去交钱买书的时候，那个收银员就对着我笑。
He was going like this, wow.
他就这样对我笑。
And I thought, I must be a funny guy.
我心想，我这人是不是特别有趣？
And I went to two other stores after that.
然后那个，从那个店出来，我又去了两个别的店。
And everybody in the store was laughing.
商店里每个人看见我都去笑。
And I finally walked home.
然后我就回家了。
And my wife said, "Look in the mirror."
然后我老婆让我去照镜子。
And as I looked in the mirror, there was barbecue all over and chicken all over my face.
我发现我脸上沾的都是那个酱汁儿和那个食物的汁儿。
The conclusion for me was I did not have a true friend at those three stores that I went to.
所以我节目的教训就是，我那三家店里面没有一个是我的真朋友。
Because a true friend would have wounded me by saying, "You have chicken on your face."
因为一个真的朋友，他就会不惜伤害我的感情，也会告诉我说我脸上有这些脏东西。
Is there any chicken on your face?
现在你们脸上有脏东西吗？
There's a difference between accountability and edit ability.
这个问责和这个编辑权，这个问责权和编辑权是两个不同的概念。
Accountability says this: these are the goals that I've set from Labor Day to December 25th.
问责权就好比是这样，就是说我从9月1号到12月1号，我为自己制定了很多的目标。
I want you to ask me on December 25th, have you reached your goals?
那么我请求你在12月1号来问我说你达到你的目标了吗？
That's accountability.
那个就是问责权。
Edit ability says this.
编辑权是这样的。
If you see anything in my life that is a blind spot to me, because I know you're a trusted friend, would you point that out to me?
如果你看到我生命中有任何需要改正的地方，因为你是我非常信任的朋友，你就应该向我指出。
If you have a true friendship, you can tell someone you have edit ability in my life.
如果你有一个非常信任的朋友，你应该告诉他说，他在你生命中有编辑权。
I'd like to close with the paradox of intimacy.
那么节目我来讲一个叫做亲密悖论的东西。
If I aim at getting love, I will neither give it nor receive it.
如果我的目的只是得到爱的话，我既不会给出爱，更不会得到爱。
But if I aim at giving love, I will receive the gift of love and the gift of friendship also.
如果我的目的是给出爱的话，那么我肯定也会得到爱。
Which is another way of just saying, if you want to have a friend, be a friend.
换一种方式就是说，如果你想得到一个朋友，你自己就要是一个朋友。
It would be great for all of us to say, "Oh, that was such a good sermon." I hope three people come up to me and say, "Do you want coffee tomorrow?"
我们听了这个讲道，可能都会觉得哇，这讲得太好了。那么明天就应该有三个人来请我出去喝咖啡了。
Don't wait for that.
不要等着那个发生。
What you do this week, taking a step towards Jonathan.
你这周能变得更像约拿丹一点的是这样。
As you say, "Would you be my friend? I'd love to buy you a cup of coffee."
你去找一个人说：“我想当你的朋友，你来跟我喝咖啡好不好？”
Jesus said, "The world will know that we are his disciples by our love for one another."
耶稣说：“这个世界会认出我们是属于他的，因为我们彼此相爱。
The invitation is pretty clear.
”这个邀请是非常清楚的，
Take a step towards
走
becoming
这一步，更像约拿丹。
John. Lord, I pray your blessing on this congregation.
主啊，我们恳求你来赐福给这个教会。
Lord, I pray today would be a day of Jonathan-like relationships in this church.
主啊，求你让今天让这个教会人人都成为约拿丹，
Not perfect, but moving in the right direction.
不是完美的约拿丹，而是向着约拿丹再近一点。
Today, for people to become risk takers.
今天让大家愿意去
承担
承担一
一
些
些
风
风
险。
险。
not aim at getting love, but aim at giving love.
不是为了仅仅得到爱，而是要给出爱。
And I ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.